Big 12 tournament. Head coach Bill Self from the Kansas Jayhawks and his student athletes Ochai Agbaji, the most outstanding player, and then Christian Braun. Coach, congratulations. Your thoughts?
Brown.
That's what I meant.
Okay, that's what you mean. I thought it was a great game. I thought they played very well, and back first half we couldn't stop them, and they really didn't stop us. And it's two pretty good defensive teams going at it. And second half, I don't think it was artistic on either end, but we made some really good toughness plays and got a couple of loose balls that led to some baskets. And everybody. It was a nice game for us in large part because it was a team game. I mean, everybody contributed and played important roles, especially at various points of the game.
All right, questions for the two guys, and then we'll bring Coach in. First, on your left.
Shea Wildebohr, JayhawksLand.com. For the two players, obviously you guys want to be playing your best ball this time of year. Can you just talk about this weekend and kind of what it means moving forward for you guys?
Obviously gives us momentum moving forward next week. I think, everyone was locked in coming here to Kansas City. We know we had, one goal to complete while we're here, and we did just that. So just like I said, just momentum moving forward into next week.
Yeah, I think it was good to see everyone this week contribute. We had a lot of guys that played pretty well when they got in. So that was good to see, and I think that's going to, carry over into the tournament.
Okay, front row on the left.
Christian, during those final seconds, looked like you slapped Remy Martin's hand and then said something to him. Do you mind sharing just what you said to him briefly there?
At that point, we pretty much knew we were going to win. That's what we came to do, and that's what Remy came to do is win. So that's what I told him. That's what he came here for. And he played really well this weekend. So, that was really good to see him scoring the basketball and him having fun. That's what he cares about is winning. So, it was good to see that.
I don't see any hands. Okay, here on the extreme left.
For Christian and Ochai, I wonder if you guys could, obviously you're plenty confident coming into this tournament, and Coach Self was kind of joked that he's pretty sure you guys are as confident as any team he's ever had, if I have that right, Bill.
Close, sounds good.
All right. Well, nonetheless, what's the difference between just winning a game or two here and winning this as you get ready for next week?
Really, the confidence just comes, I think, from our guys just in general. I get my confidence from my teammates, and they do the same too. So we just feed off that energy, and that energy is just going to continue into next week.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. I think that we all kind of feed off each other, and then winning championships together, it's good for us. It's good for our confidence, and then winning the Big 12. It's probably the best conference in basketball. That's big going forward. We know we can beat anybody, and then we got a pretty good leader. He scores the ball pretty well, so we all kind of feed off of him.
We'll stay on our left here on the front.
For Christian, Ochai, do you guys feel like you've locked up a one seed with this win today, and just how excited are you going into the tournament?
I believe so. I think we should, but that doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things in the tournament. So we just got to be ready to play one game at a time.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. We just got to be ready to play, no matter what seed we are. Those numbers don't matter going into the tournament. You see it every year. So we're just going to focus, lock in, and get ready to play whoever we play.
Okay, we're going to bring Coach back in now, so everybody on stage is fair game here on the left side.
You guys know that yourselves, Jay Will, Dave, produced throughout the year. But now that you have Remy doing what he did this weekend, Mitch playing the way he's playing, what's that? How does that elevate you guys?
I think, offensively, it just brings a different dynamic to defenses, that we're going against. When guys like that are going, Remy's out there doing his thing, and, Mitch is obviously giving us that post presence. It's just, everyone's flowing. Everyone has that confidence like we're talking about, and, yeah, everyone's feeding off the energy.
I got one more.
For Bill, Remy had a play, I think with about 5 minutes left, where he stuck his nose in there, and when Dave got the foul on the dunk. Him making plays like that, kind of how does that maybe show where he's come or what you want out of him?
Well, I think that he made a more than that one play, but that you're talking about the dive play that basically they had possession and he dove. And he also made a good play when they stepped across the end line, which got us the possession back. And he did several things that was really positive. These guys will tell you, I think that's the quickest we've seen him look in 2 months. I mean, he looked like a different guy health-wise, and so I do think it gives us an additional element. You know, I don't want to forget about Juan because Juan's rock solid, but this would be a hard game to play two little guards a lot just because they were so big on the wings and we switched so much. But that's something looking forward. It's going to give us a lot more depth and hopefully a little bit more firepower.
Extreme left here on the front.
Ochai, you're the fifth player in Big 12 history to be Player of the Year and then back it up in this tournament. What does that mean to you to do that in your hometown?
It means a lot. I'm honored to receive that. I'm just blessed to be in this position, but, you know, I always got to give it back to my teammates because I literally couldn't have done it without them. So I'm just giving it back to my teammates.
Coach is right, middle.
Coach, following up on Remy a little bit, you said before this thing started you hoped that it would coexist where he could get major minutes and you could win. Did you anticipate this many minutes, not only all weekend, but especially today?
Well, I didn't going in, but when Juan got two quick ones, I knew that Remy was going to play an important role, and he did. You know, I don't know what he had. What did he have, 10 the first half? And they were, you know, if we hadn't had those, we wouldn't have gone in up one for sure. So, and he also led the break. He did several things that was very positive, and he played with energy and personality. So, I don't know that I anticipated him, you know, playing that many minutes. But now that he has, it'll certainly give me more confidence to know that we can go that direction and ride with it.
Also for you two, Coach on the court said this was a toughness win, a toughness weekend. You know what that means to him. What does it mean to you to hear him say that about your team, especially heading into the biggest time of the year?
It's nice to hear that right now, but obviously next week it might change. He's still going to be hard on us. He's still going to push us. So that's what we expect, and, you know, that's why we're here. And
yeah, I said the same thing. That's probably the first time we've heard that all year. So, you know, it feels pretty good to hear. And it'll give us more confidence going forward, obviously. But like Osh said, we just got to focus in on our next goal. And we set three goals every year, and we got our next one right in front of us.
Okay, toward the back here on the left.
Coach, you guys have played Texas Tech a couple times this season. They played you tough. What makes them a tough matchup? Is it just their length defensively?
But they're going to be a tough matchup for anybody in America. It's not just for us. They got good players. They're very, very, very well drilled and well coached, and they've got a superstar. Even though his numbers are only about 14 a game for the season and 16 in league, Bryson Williams is a superstar. I mean, he's a terrific player, and he can carry a team. But I think they have a lot of interchangeable parts, and they're big. They're so big on the wings. I mean, that's a big team, and they're tough. So, you know, that's one thing that I was kind of proud of our guys about. Even though we were ahead by one, they were the tougher team the first half. And even though we didn't play great the second half, I thought we were the tougher team the second half, especially on the glass.
And talk about being able to play this game here in Kansas City, which is right down the road from Lawrence, Kansas.
I didn't notice it was a home court advantage at all. Neutral court. The tournament's good, and Kansas City has always supported. I'll be honest, I think this was the least attended tournament in some ways that I've seen. I think a large part because weather, I think, and then, you know, Iowa State takes so many tickets, and K-State gets so many tickets, and so when those teams aren't playing, I do think it takes away from attendance some, but it's a great tournament, I'm biased, I'm selfish, but I think even players on the other team would agree that Kansas City is probably the best host for this tournament because we've done it some other places, and it didn't quite work as good as it works here.
Coach is right.
Bill, just how is Mitch doing at this point?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, his knee's sore, so they came and told me that he wasn't available for the rest of the game, and he's got a sprained knee, but I don't know anything more than that.
And then, Ocha, I know you came in with Dave as a freshman. What did it mean to you to see him step up in such a big way tonight after, you know, this tournament?
No, he was great tonight. He gave us that inside post presence. You know, he was you know, being active defensively. So, you know, he played a big part in today's win, obviously. But, you know, coming in here freshman year, we made it to the championship my freshman year and lost to Iowa State. So, you know, being in that position again, you know, we both felt that, and it was just special to win today.
Okay, guys, next question, extreme left.
Bill, not just that you guys won the tournament, but I wonder, do you feel like you're seeing this team kind of emerge with a certain sort of versatility in facets of the game that you feel like are indicators of promise ahead?
I think we're better. You know, if you watched us play most of the year, we've scored it better than we've defended. Today, we defended better and we scored it. If you watched us play, you know, in my opinion, we've shown flashes of being a decent rebounding team. We obviously did in the first half, but the second half we did. And, you know, the way you win in the tournament, you know, if you make shots, it always gives you a big boost. But, you know, you got to make the other team play worse than you. It's not so much you always playing better than them. It's they got to play worse than you. And I think this team hopefully is growing into having some pride in making other teams not play well. I've always thought that was a formula for success, because there's no guarantee you're going to shoot it good or shoot it well. So today that was, you know, we go 5 of 22 from 3 and still win by 9. I would have never thought that could happen, you know, probably a month or 2 months ago against a team like that.
Here in the middle, left side.
Zach Boyer, Lawrence Journal World. Bill, with McCormick, 29 minutes today, it looks like, after 13-10. Just how do you assess now his readiness going in after what he's been through with the foot and everything?
Well, I think he's, you know, we caught a break, even though he won't probably agree with me. But the fact that he didn't have to play much the first two games was probably a bonus in him playing better today. You know, his foot's tender. You know, I mean, it's not anything that's going to keep him from playing, but it's tender and sore, and so that was nice that we didn't have to tax him the first 2 days. But he was terrific today. You know, he put us on his back when we beat Texas last Saturday in a brawl, and today he kind of did the same thing in a pretty physical game as well.
Okay, and then the far back on the right.
Christian, Gary asked Ochai to comment on winning player of the year and most outstanding player. Ochai is a pretty humble guy. Could we hear your perspective on what he's accomplished, having seen what he does to get there?
Yeah. You know, it's awesome to see somebody that I've known for so long, you know, accomplish all these things. And it showed, like, it started last summer. You know, his work ethic has just gone up so much. And it's at a level where, you know, he's competing with himself. You know, every day, every rep, he goes 100%. So it's great to see him do all these things. He's accomplished, you know, pretty much every goal he set out to accomplish. And it's awesome, you know, to watch him every day, you know, work hard and, you know, practice hard and do all these things and then accomplish everything he, you know, set out to accomplish. So it's great for us to see. It's, you know, awesome to watch. So we know he kind of carries us a little bit, a lot actually. But, you know, he carries us. It's awesome to watch. It's fun to play with. He's super unselfish. Like you said, he's super humble, so he'll never tell you. But, you know, it's great to see from all of our, you know, all of our perspectives.
We'll move to the front here on the right.
Jerry Bradley for the University Daily Canton here. This is a question for all you guys. Remy Martin at 12-4-4 off the bench tonight. What impressed you guys the most from his performance tonight?
Christian, why don't you take that first?
Yeah, just the speed, you know, he brings when he's healthy is something that, you know, no team in the country has. You know, he's one of the fastest players in the country. So some of his shot making he had today was super impressive. He just, like Ochai said, he kind of brings a different element to our team offensively. And then he made some great defensive plays. So if he's doing that, you know, he brings us a, you know, different element that we haven't had in the past.
Just like he said, just his energy, his talking, you know, on the court, keeping guys, you know, composed throughout the game. I thought he did really good at that. That, you know, everything else besides scoring, I know everyone was seeing the scoring, but behind the scenes, he was, you know, making sure guys were aligned and stuff. So it was great to see that, and, you know, moving forward, we're going to need that from him.
Yeah, from my perspective, you know, the thing that you have to do when you play a team like Tech, you got to have a guy make a shot when you run bad offense. And he's a guy, because that's a fact, and because you're not going to get what you want offensively a lot of times. And so, you know, these guys can do it, but he was a guy that gives us an extra element that can kind of go get his own a little bit, that can allow you to have good possessions even though you really don't run good stuff.
Are you done?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay, let's go in the back by the TV riser.
Coach Braxton Jones, KWCH right here. I'm curious just about Jalen's second half. It seemed as though that loose ball that he dove for kind of sparked him. When did you see him kind of turn it on, and how big are plays like that?
I thought everybody played pretty well, but I thought Jalen Wilson was the best performer for us the second half. You know, he didn't get a lot done the first half. I don't even think he scored the first half. And in the second half, he got a lot done, and majority of the stuff he got done was off of kind of power ball. You know, he scored around the basket, and he played strong and did a good job on the defensive end, took a huge charge. I thought he played great today.
And then for Christian and Ochai, Christian, you just talked about, you know, one of three goals, you cross it off. How quick is the turnaround? I mean, inside the locker room, how quick are you guys saying, okay, we've done this, let's wipe it off, let's get to the next thing at hand?
I would say, you know, I've already heard it, honestly, in the locker room when we walked in. The first thing we said is six games, you know, so we're already set on our next goal. And, you know, that was our biggest goal all year, and that's what everybody wants to win. That's what Coach, that's what Ochai want to win. So we got six games left, you know, to accomplish our goal, and, you know, that's what we're going to do.
I think even before that, on the podium, we were talking. We were just like, you know, we like this feeling. Let's do it again, type stuff. So everyone was at that moment. We were just, you know, enjoying the moment, but also knowing that we want more.
Okay, we are out of time.